This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
What's going on? And welcome to what we hope is your favorite sports talk radio program, Idaho Sports Talk. Prater in the Ballgame right here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on this Tuesday. A big, fat Boise State basketball Tuesday night, game night, Wyoming in town. Lots to talk about there. Prater in the Ballgame style. I'm Johnny Ballgame. Again, I appreciate you with us. JP running our board here in the studio, doing what he does. And my partner, Michael Forrest Prater. Mike Prater, longtime sports writer, broadcaster, and now hanging out with your boy Johnny Ballgame 3 hours a day, Prater. And I think we got a pretty good lineup today, getting ready for that big game tonight.
From now on, Ballgame, I just want you to introduce me as your best friend. Just get rid of all that other nonsense. Just say my new best friend.
My best friend in the world, Mike Prater. I'll write that down.
I just want to be your best friend, Johnny Ballgame. I
appreciate that, Prater. Well, speaking of best friends and good stuff, we're going to have some good guests on today, Prater. Matt Tugnutt of the Idaho Steelheads will join us in hour number two. Lauren Olinger, a volleyball star at Boise State, is part of our big surprise. We're going to lift on people. We're going to bring to people's attention here in a little bit, but some NFL playoffs, just kind of bouncing all around today, but I really like this show. We got some good trivia we're going to do as well, so heck yeah, but it starts kind of with that big game tonight.
Big game tonight, Boise State, Wyoming. Looking forward to this. We're going to break down a really cool dynamic at 5:15 in terms of how Boise State plays, how Wyoming plays. Wyoming's going to launch a ton of three-pointers. Boise State's going to do everything it can to knock that thing down and limit that. So it's a great strategy between Linder and Rice. I'm not sure how much of a crowd there's going to be. You know, the people that like their popcorn and their wine and their soda can't get it tonight, so no concession stands. Somebody's going to have to stop and pick up a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the way to the arena, but This is a monster basketball game. Sorry, Leon Rice. He always gives me crap because he says I'm just a football nerd who barely likes basketball. And there's not a lot of faults to that. I understand where he's coming from. Basketball game tonight, and we're looking forward to that. But we also have today a historic college football, basketball, athletics, NCAA, however you want to name it, a historic name, image, and likeness announcement today, Ballgame.
NIL, and if you heard our promo, we were talking about this. We're really fired up to lay this news on you here in a second. Just a quick reminder to be a part of our show on our Fat Guys Fresh Deli hotline and Cloverdale Plumbing text line. Same number, 208-424-9300. We were really impressed with our listeners yesterday, Prater. They really want new overtime rules when it comes to the NFL playoffs, but a lot of texts, a lot of calls. We really appreciate our listeners, our community of listeners, Prater. We have a lot of fun with these yahoos. We really do.
I hope the NFL was listening. I mean, somebody wants this rule to be changed, tweaked, fixed. Everybody's fired up about it, Ballgame. Let's make sure that the NFL goes off and listens to these guys, but I have a feeling it's going to be status quo.
Yeah, so, okay, well, keep sending those text messages. We'd love to keep hearing your ideas on that. But, Prater, let's not beat around this bush anymore. A historic news, historic deal. You talked about NIL. We're talking us here at KTIK. We're talking Boise State. We're talking TSS Home Comfort. We're talking student athlete community ambassadors. Take it away, Forrest.
You know, about a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, certainly and beyond, if anybody would have said, yeah, we're going to bring on a Boise State student athlete on Idaho Sports Talk and interview him, And then give him a $500 check.
$500.
You would have laughed at me. I mean, that would have been, we would have been put in college football jail. We would have been put in NCAA jail. Right. We would have, you know, we'd have been put in Boise State jail.
Oh my gosh.
We have a historic announcement today. We are starting, as you said, the TSS Home Comfort KTIK Student Athlete Community Ambassador. And our good friends at TSS Home Comfort, it's a HVAC service here in town, long time business in town. Michael Lukes, the president, he's going to join us here in a minute. And this was kind of, I step back. This was put together by three men who kind of got together with some likeness. I've been pushing it as you have. We've been pushing on this show a lot, the name, image, and likeness sponsorship. I've had some conversations in the past, and you're going to hear the name drop from Michael here in a minute, but from Alex Guerrero, former Boise State football player who is now a, I don't know if he calls himself a sports entertainment agent, but he's got the society where he takes care of professional athletes and their non-business needs. And then he had a relationship with Michael Lukes, and he thought Michael Lukes and I would need to get together. So Alex brought us together, Michael Lukes and I. We're both University of Utah graduates, huge sports fans. I've been following Boise State Athletics for over 30 years. And so Michael and I started talking, and we put together this Community Ambassador Award. KTIK is not writing this check. KTIK is the vehicle. Michael Lukes and TSS Home Comforts, every month for the rest of this calendar year, we'll take a couple of months off in the summer, but every month for this entire calendar year, we're going to give a student athlete a $500 name, image, and likeness check. This has all been approved through Boise State. We've worked very hard with their compliance department. Michael Walsh, you're juggling so many things, and you've got your name on this show way too many times over the last couple of weeks, but we appreciate what you do. He's with Boise State, helps with the basketball program, and is kind of the name, image, and likeness ambassador over there in that athletic department, and he's walked us through guidelines that, frankly, we don't know. This is new. This is very brand new. I've already violated three or four different rules. They're trying to figure all that stuff out. We'll get it cleaned up, but bottom line here is, Lauren Olinger, Boise State volleyball star, you're getting a check for $500 cash, and yep. All you have to do is hang out with Prater and Ballgame and a couple of Yahoos on the radio here in about 5 minutes. It's a beautiful thing, Ballgame.
And this is going to be an award, like you said, Prater. Every single month, we're going to pick another recipient of what we're calling the Student Athlete Community Ambassador Award here, Prater. And I think Lauren Olinger was a perfect fit coming off a historic volleyball season at Boise State. We'll get to all that. But yeah, $500. You guys can thank JP on this. He made this whole thing happen.
He's writing the check himself.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Prater, let's have some fun with this, though.
Right now, we're about to do something very historic right here on Idaho Sports Talk. We have never, never, never done this, and it's a historic time today for not only Idaho Sports Talk, but the Boise State community, the entire Treasure Valley community. Boys and girls, we are diving headfirst into the name, image, and likeness game, and KTIK Idaho Sports Talk has the man who made it happen. Mike Lukes, president of TSS Home Comfort and Total System Services, is jumping on board, and we are launching today a brand new campaign, a name, image, and likeness campaign, getting involved with Boise State and honoring some student athletes, males and females, throughout the rest of this calendar year, trying to make them more comfortable so they can go off and win championships and do what they have to do in a peace of mind. Michael Lukes, TSS Home Comfort, buddy. How you doing? You're making all this happen. Welcome to Idaho Sports Talk.
Hey, Mike Prater. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for that great introduction, brother. I don't know if I'm the man, but I'm pretty excited about this, too.
We're very excited about this. So let's back up before we dive into the issue of the day, which is name, image, and likeness. And just talk about you. I've had a chance to get to know you over the last couple of months. I heard about you. I heard about this legendary Michael Lukes guy, and here you are in the flesh. You are a Boise State fan. I know I can always see you down at Boise State basketball games and certainly other things. You're a busy, busy man, but you take out some time for Boise State Athletics. What is it about Boise State Athletics that's emotionally connected to you and your family?
Well, you know, Michael, I moved up here in 1986 from Salt Lake City, and one of the first athletic events I went to at Boise State was a Boise basketball game, NIT in 1989, and they were playing my beloved Utes from the University of Utah, whom you well know.
Yeah.
And I remember this game clearly because Boise State was ahead by 1 point with no time left on the clock, and they fouled. And one of the stellar guards from the University of Utah calmly stepped up. I was the only one in the stadium cheering for the University of Utah, and he sunk two free throws and booted Boise State out. So I thought, well, if I want to live with my wife, I want to be happy up here, I'm going to have to change allegiance. I've been a Boise State fan ever since.
I love it. And is it football, basketball, volleyball, male sports, female sports? What is it that kind of gets your attention?
You know, all of it. I think it's just the passion of the athletes. You know, they come from all over the place. A lot come from Texas and California, where it's nice and warm, and we can all see what's going on outside. And they just let that go by the wayside, and they give their all. And I just really appreciate what our athletes do for this community.
We're talking to Michael Lukes, president, TSS Home Comfort and Total System Services, today, KTIK Idaho Sports Talk, especially with the help of Michael Lukes and his business partners and TSS Home Comfort. We are launching a Boise State name, image, and likeness campaign. We're going to keep this sucker going throughout the rest of the calendar year. Michael's going to give away $500 every single month, and it's going to rotate. 1 month it's going to be a female student athlete, 1 month it's going to be a male student athlete, and we're going to get some cash into some hands. So, Michael, when we first started talking about name, image, and likeness, why did that resonate so strongly with you?
Well, you know, I met a friend of mine, Alex Ferrero, whom you know, back in the summer, and he's kind of been the proponent for me of name, image, and likeness. And, you know, we set up a time to do a deal with Kekala Kaniho and Khalil Shakir. And basically, you know, I just am really interested in trying to help athletes directly. I've been a supporter of the university forever, and we donate to the university. But I just thought it would be a really nice thing because I remember my college days. I lived on 7-Eleven hot dogs and Top Ramen for 3 years. So yeah. I understand how difficult it can be financially.
What do you hope comes out of the name, image, and likeness? And Lauren Olinger, we're announcing her today, and we're going to get her on the phone here in a few minutes and talk to her, Boise State volleyball star. I know that it was important for you to also include female student athletes. They don't always get the recognition or the headlines that some of the male guys do, football, basketball. We all know what runs in this country, but the important part of it, the grassroots athletes and athletes like Lauren who are out there, I mean, $500, dude, come on, that's a difference maker.
You know, it is, and my real hope out of this is that Boise State athletes will come to understand how much, you know, not only TSS and me personally appreciate what they do, but the community as a whole. I think some of the athletes in the Olympic sports get forgotten a little bit, and I think this might be a way to let them know that they're not forgotten.
Michael, what is the relationship between TSS Home Comfort Total System Services and Boise State? I know this is not the first venture for you guys into this. What is it about these companies that you want to attach to Boise State Athletics?
Well, I think I want to attach the same thing to TSS and TSS Home Comfort that everyone really in Bronco Nation has come to expect from Boise State, and that is excellence in athletics. And we try and strive to bring excellence in heating and cooling for everyone in the Treasure Valley.
Michael, I love it. I absolutely love this. So we're going to become best friends by the end of this calendar year. I promise you that. You're going to give away. We want to give away as much of your cash as humanly possible. Get it into the hands of these Boise State student athletes. So I need to cut this interview short. We're going to dive in and talk to Lauren and kind of get her story. I know she's excited. I know she's fired up. Michael, we appreciate everything you're doing. Michael Lukes, President, TSS Home Comfort Total System Services. And we're going to take advantage of this Boise State name, image, and likeness deal and make a difference with some student athletes. Michael, fantastic job, dude. We appreciate you. And we can't wait to get this thing going.
Hey, thanks for the time today, Mike. I really appreciate it. And all I can say is go Broncos.
Heck yeah, man. Go Broncos. Appreciate you, Michael Lukes. Well, coming up, Prater, the very first TSS KTIK student athlete community ambassador with that $500 check, Prater, Lauren Olinger, Boise State volleyball megastar, right here on KTIK Sports Radio, The Ticket. Coming up, this is Prater in the Ball Game. Right around the corner from Bob Beeler, Boise State play-by-play broadcaster. He's going to be on the call tonight, Extra Mile Arena, Boise State, Wyoming. Bob will give us a complete breakdown on what to watch for tonight. That's coming up on Idaho Sports Talk. But first, let's check in with the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline and our guest, Prater. I'm talking three-time All-Academic Mountain West. I'm talking 2021 All-Region, All-Mountain West Tournament MVP, two-time All-Mountain West volleyball player, and the Freshman of the Year back in 2019. And now, the first ever TSS KTIK Student Athlete Community Ambassador. Please welcome Lauren Olinger to the program. Lauren, thank you, and $500 richer today. Not too shabby, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, yes. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. All kidding aside, what's this mean to you, Lauren, to be picked as the first recipient of this great community ambassador position? Comes with a little bit of cash and obviously the recognition. What's it mean to you, Lauren?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate it a lot. I mean, a lot. I think the new NIV, that rules that's allowing for college athletes, is a great thing. And I think we can really do a lot of good with it. And I'm just really honored to be here right now.
We're talking to Lauren Olinger, Boise State's volleyball player, as Johnny just said. 2021 Mountain West Tournament MVP led Boise State to the All-Mountain West Championship. A native of Scottsdale, Arizona. Lauren, when you were being recruited to college, I'm not sure the name, image, and likeness campaign had even started, if you were even aware from it. Talk to us about how you first became aware of name, image, and likeness, NIL, and how much your student-athletes and your peers talk about this behind the scenes, because you're out there trying to win championships, take care of school, juggle life. In the beginning, this was not a priority. It still probably isn't a priority, but every little bit has to help.
Yeah, I first heard about it over the summer when it passed, and we would do some workshop over Zoom to just learn about the opportunities we have, the rules, what we could do with this. And since season, it hasn't been a huge priority for me and a lot of my teams. We've been super busy, but I think now off season, we're going to have more meetings to learn more about it and try to get more involved in the community.
Talk to us about just the pressures of a student-athlete. This is the TSS, KTIK, Student-Athlete Community Ambassador, and you're representing Boise State, you're representing you, you're representing this community as well. What's it like being a student-athlete of today? We've talked about that. Johnny and I just sit in the studio and talk sports, so we're not living the life that you live in terms of juggling so many things. What's a day-to-day routine life like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot with school and practices and waking up early. But we just have, at Boise State especially, so many good resources with academic counselors and our coaches, and just everyone there is really trying to help us get better. So I think it can be stressful at times, but it's definitely manageable and also super fun during the whole process. So
last year, she ranked second in the league in kills, points, and aces. And her 444 kills last season, Prater, ranked fourth in Boise State volleyball history. Lauren Olinger hanging out with us here. Lauren, I know $500, I mean, that's not life-changing money, but every little bit helps for a student-athlete. You've seen this up close, like my partner was asking you, and you've seen athletes. In some cases, they're hungry. Like, they're flat-out hungry. What do you think things like this do for you being a community ambassador now, just being able here with us at KTIK and our partners to be able to put some money in a student athlete's pocket? A little can go a long way, I imagine, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think everything you can get, every opportunity helps a lot. Just being busy, getting food in between classes and practices. So I think it's definitely helpful in all aspects of life for sure.
The student-athlete experience has been dramatically changed over the last 5 to 10 years. You know, we're old, so we remember what it was like back in the day when you would meet under the bleachers and you'd get no money and you'd have hand-me-down jerseys. I'm talking about everybody on that campus, everybody in that athletic department. Mm-hmm. In terms of being a student-athlete, now, what do you need? What do you want? What do student-athletes in general need next from the NCAA, from Boise State, from the community? What do you need to take care of your business?
I think definitely the NIL was a good step. I think just getting people more involved in understanding what it could be and trying to get more opportunities would be a great step. Just letting people know how it works and different businesses and community too. I think helping them understand what they can do for athletes would be a great step. But I'm really excited and looking forward to multiple opportunities in the future.
Hey, Lauren, outside of yourself or any of your teammates on the volleyball team, do you have a favorite student athlete on campus there at Boise State? Another athlete that inspires you? You love watching him or her play or work out or do academics? Who do you look up to, other student athletes, your peers? Who do you admire, Lauren?
I'm a huge basketball fan personally, me and my whole family. I grew up watching basketball, go to games all the time. So I think I don't have a person in general, but I just love going to basketball games and watching them. I know our men's team is doing really well this year, so I'm just excited and love watching all those games for me.
I'm going to ask you about the Phoenix Suns here in a minute, because I know that's a big one for you coming from the Phoenix area. I know your father played some basketball, your mother played some volleyball, so you come from a very athletic family. But first, I wanted to ask you just about your future. In all my research of you and talking to Boise State down there, You're listed as a senior. I don't know if you've taken your COVID year. I don't know if you're coming back. I don't know if you're going to go off and solve the world's problems. What's next on Lauren Olinger's agenda?
Yeah. So it's crazy. I'm a senior already. Time went by super fast, but I definitely have been thinking about the COVID year for sure. I'm going to plan to graduate in 4 years still and maybe get a master's or do something different for a year. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but I think the COVID year is a great opportunity for athletes since our last season was cut pretty short.
You're, as Johnny said earlier, you're a three-time academic All-American or All-Mountain West volleyball player. You're majoring in business administration. I don't know if you've figured out life yet, but it sounds like you're trying to figure out the short term. What do you want to do long term? What's your plan 10, 20, 30 years from now as you still try to save this $500?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a definite plan yet exactly for after college, but I'm not exactly sure what, but I think business is just a great step for me in figuring out what I want to do. And there's so many opportunities, but yeah, so I'm not exactly sure in that area, but I think during a fifth year, I could do some different things within academics, go away from the business and see from there.
Now, I don't know if Mike Walsh told you this, but there comes two rules with our KTIK TSS student athlete community ambassador. First of all, Lauren, you can't get arrested. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Prater, where are you going with this, dude?
It's just a simple rule around here. And two, you have to disclose exactly how you're going to spend every single penny. Is this the kind of thing that, are you the kind of person that's going to put this in the savings account? Or are you going to take the volleyball team out for dinner? What, are you going to go buy a puppy? What do you do with $500?
I'm definitely not a big spender for sure. So I think some of it will go in my savings. But I'll definitely use it for food, probably the most, I think, is what I'll be spending it on.
I love it.
Sure. Can we suggest that you place $500 bet on the Phoenix Suns to win the NBA Finals?
Oh, Prater.
Oh, I think making it to the finals, yeah, making it far, but I don't know about that one.
You're a big Phoenix Suns fan, right? Sounds like you went to an NBA Finals game last year. I mean, you and your family are pretty hardcore Phoenix Suns fans. They got it going on, so it's kind of good to be you these days, isn't it?
It is, yes. Over the summer, I went to the finals games versus the Milwaukee Bucks, and it was such an amazing experience. Yeah, I think being number one right now in the NBA with the best records has been pretty good so far.
Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us, Lauren. Give us a listen, 95.3 on your radio dial, or stream us when you can, and let's catch up again soon. And again, congratulations on being the first TSS KTIK student athlete community ambassador. Let me make sure I get all that correctly. Lauren, thank you for your time today. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's cool. Lauren Olinger Prater, and $500, man, in most countries, you can make somebody disappear for that.
I just go back in. It was a long, long time ago, but $500 when I was a college student? Are you kidding me? I would have got it on a Friday. It would have been gone by Monday morning.
I love it, man. JP's got news coming up. You're going to hear next. Leon Rice is going to talk about his defense on that Boise State Bronco basketball team, and they will be put to the test tonight against a Wyoming team that likes to score, in the 90s. Former assistant Jeff Linder back. This is going to be a big one, and that's coming up next. But first, the biggest and best selection of premium dog food, treats, toys, everything for dogs. Look, it's not at some big box store, dude. It's at Zamzos, and their newest line is called Zamzos Fundamentals, and it comes in three formulas, turkey, chicken, and white fish. Prater, your dog probably is more of a white fish than a turkey or chicken doggy. I don't know.
Or just doesn't care. Just give him some damn food.
Or he ate your headset. Earpiece the other day. So
I had to bring in a headphones today that the dog ate, and IT is not happy with me today.
And he put them up in the studio. Prater taped it up here. It's a nice little memento now in the studio. Zamzos, 13 locations. Nobody knows like Zamzos. JP, let's get Leon Rice coming up next. Idaho Sports Talk, Prater in the Ball Game, KTIK, The Ticket.